You're recording?
I'm recording.
I know you're recording. Okay, so this is a podcast. I'm so unprepared right now.
Late nights.
With Trav and Lowe's.
Okay, this is a podcast. This is called Late Nights with Trav and Lowe's. I'm Trav. This is Lowe's. And it is freaking late at night.
It is.
Right now. We've been on this this Periscope thing here for the past 2 hours with people. The first hour we talked about, which is the content of our last week's episode, we talked about the process. A while ago, we had a podcast called The Full Process Designer. And this week, we outlined what is the process.
Yep.
Right. And then for the second hour, we talked forever about getting prepared for interviews. That was a really insightful. I mean, you led the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Lowe's has a lot of experience in interviewing. He's just like a really charismatic guy and finds himself in a lot of interviews.
apparently, I'm always interviewing.
You are always interviewing. Not that you're like always switching jobs.
Yeah.
But you do interview a lot.
You got to keep fresh. You got to see what's out there.
Right.
And you got to see what skills and competencies people are looking for. And that's how I inform what I should be working on next.
That's legit, man. That's a great advice for people. like even if you're comfortable with your job, and the key word to underline there is comfortable.
Yeah.
Don't get comfortable.
Mm.
Go interview. Go on an interview and just check out what are people looking for. What is the industry like right now? What's the temperature?
Right. And another part of why I do out that there. Is that, so another reason why I do that is, we have a skills that allow us for some job security.
Yeah. Right?
It's like a needed skill. I'm always prepared for when like that's not going to happen for some weird reason. And getting into the interview mindset takes some time. And like the first 3 or 4 interviews you have, it's kind of like, it's just getting the jitters out. Like you're performing again.
Yeah. And it's a performance for sure.
So if you're always performing, and if that day ever happens where you lose your job, it'll be sooner that you get a job than not if you're always interviewing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is interesting how much of it comes down to performance. I think a while ago we had on our podcast Travis McCleary,
mm-hmm.
and he was sharing with us, I'm not sure if it made it on the air or not, but he was sharing with us that in his experience, and also confirming this with HR people that he knows,
mm-hmm.
that the decision on whether or not this person gets hired is, what do you say, like 70% fit?
Yeah.
Culture fit?
Yep.
That's not like how much do you know? I guess how much do you know gets you in the door?
It gets you in the door. Like that cover letter and thing that you sent is just like, okay, he's good enough to like at least talk to.
Yeah.
That's it. You haven't proven anything.
It doesn't mean you're special if you get an interview
yeah.
at anywhere.
Yeah.
It just means that you got an interview somewhere.
Yeah.
That's all
yeah.
it means. All right. Well, that's an interesting introduction that has nothing to do with our content for tonight. So I wanted to talk with you about something that I'm calling documentation for the win.
DFTW.
DFTW. Do you not know about DFTW?
No.
Hashtag DFTW.
Hashtag level up.
Hashtag level up. All right. So everywhere it seems to me that I'm running into this fellow called Casey Neistat. Do you know Casey Neistat?
I've heard you mention this name.
Okay, maybe.
And you run into him everywhere?
Just seems everywhere I turn, somebody's talking about him, blogging about him. He just released an app that's kind of getting a lot of heat right now.
Okay.
He was at VidCon, and it's kind of a big deal there. He gave a keynote, which is like on the last day, a morning keynote.
Oh, okay.
Big deal.
Okay.
I listened to Sean West's podcast, and
right.
Sean keeps talking about him.
Oh, he toots Casey Neistat.
He likes Casey Neistat, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's a little background on, this is like straight from Wikipedia. Casey Neistat is an American film director, producer, designer, creator of popular YouTube videos since 2010, and an entrepreneur. Casey Neistat is a co-founder of a social media company called Beam, which was just released like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then also he and his brother, Van, are the creators of an HBO series called The Neistat Brothers. So that's a quick bio.
Casey wrote that.
No, this is on Wikipedia.
Anyone can write it.
Anyone wrote it. There was a few misspellings, so I don't think he wrote it.
Maybe
he is a bad speller. I'm not sure.
Maybe he knows the audience, and he's like, I'm going to misspell on purpose so that people don't think
I wrote. Do you guys know who Casey Neistat is? Hard if you guys follow Casey. So Casey's YouTube channel has experienced explosive growth for the past little while. Okay. And he is currently at 940,000 subscribers.
Oh. He's
teetering on a million.
Mm-hmm.
A million is a big deal.
It's a big number.
It used to be a humongous deal, but now it's a big deal.
It used to be...
Now it used to be humongous, now it's big.
Yeah.
That means it's not as...
It's not as big as Gangnam Style. He came and crushed everything.
Gangnam Style has passed 2 billion views.
Yeah, yeah. He broke YouTube.
Shh. 2 billion views. Did you understand what I just said?
2 billion views.
Gangnam Style has passed 2 billion views. All right. We don't have to talk about Gangnam Style, but like... Anyway, so he's at almost a million views. And here's the interesting thing. A third of those subscribers... Sorry, did I say he's at a million views?
Almost.
A million subscribers.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it's different.
It's way different.
Different. So he's almost at a million subscribers. And here's the interesting thing. About a third of those are gained in the last 3 months.
So 300K.
Yeah.
Or so.
Exactly. Yeah, 315 to be specific.
Okay.
In the last 3 months. So the question is why? Why did he have this kind of hockey stick growth?
What did he do?
What did he do?
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah. Okay, so here's just the answer to that. Casey has a daily vlog.
Okay.
And, you know, he's a charismatic guy, and he's active, and he's kind of, you know, he does interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But most of his vlog, if you like, watch it, it's like everyday stuff.
Okay.
It is. So, like, just his comings and goings. I've seen him, like, get on planes. I've seen him... cut the grass. Like, I've seen, like, he puts that in his vlog. I've seen him greet the delivery man or go for a jog and, like, you know, eat pizza. It's just normal. It's right. Just normal stuff. So let me give you an example. I wrote the outline of today's vlog. I watched it again and I wrote down everything he did.
Okay.
So this is like his outline of today's vlog. This is a sample of what Casey's vlog is like. And you can see how it's like not... Okay, watch. Today's vlog went like this. We look at his baby and then we have a time lapse. He goes for a run. He talks about saying hi to his co-founder as he's walking to work. He walks into work and says hi to his co-founder. Like, then he answers a few viewer questions, and that was actually a really, really good part of the vlog. And he has a conversation with another YouTuber. You don't really get to see the conversation, only that it happened. He says hi, and then he says, "We had a conversation." Bye. You know, like, yeah. Just like really like these snapshots. He talks to a few randos in the street, and then he talks to the camera about, like, "I don't feel too well today," and that's it.
Okay.
So, here's a question. Was that epic? Did that sound like something that you would want to push pause on your life for 8 minutes to watch?
Yes. Can I tell you why?
Sure. Sure.
We live in an era where people anonymously love to Facebook stalk, Instagram stalk people.
Yeah. There's a voyeurism attached there.
And I think that this is doing the work for them.
Right. So what you're talking about is being a voyeur in this guy's life, like having a continual interest.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, would you give 8 minutes of your life, not knowing who this guy is, to watch that series of events? It just seems uncompelling to me.
Not if I stumbled upon it for some weird reason and no one mentioned anything about it.
Okay, so now let's add the context and why it's actually significant.
Okay.
So the key to his success is that he's there every day.
Mm.
For the past 100 days or so, like a little bit longer than that, he's been doing it daily, and that's really the secret.
Mm.
He is at the top of the mind of his audience. He's in their face every day.
Yeah.
And they're taking the narrative. It's not just that little snapshot of, oh, he went to his office and said hi to his co-founder. It's that they're following him everywhere he goes every day and learning just more about he's actually a very charismatic and compelling person.
Right.
In the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
Today's little snapshot was like, it had good parts, it had bad parts, whatever. It wasn't like I was watching a new, you know, Mission Impossible movie.
Right.
Right. But there's the secret. He's there every day. He's in their face. He's just showing up and he's sharing.
He's showing up and sharing.
Uh-huh. And that in itself is compelling.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So what I want to talk about today is, for you guys, for everybody listening, what can you share?
Okay.
That is compelling. I just have a few ideas. Now remember in episode number 18, we talked about why everybody should be a publisher.
I don't remember that it was 18, but I remember the topic.
I name dropped that it was 18, so I want everybody to go listen to
okay,
it.
Okay.
I had to look it up what number it was.
What number was it?
It was 18.
Okay.
Travelloves.com/18. So we talked about why you should be a publisher. And now I want to talk about giving you ideas of what you could publish, what everybody has laying around the house to contribute.
This is fun.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, scoop up the scraps of your work that you're doing and spend a few minutes just putting those scraps of your work into a format that people can consume and share them. And, you know, we like in the last episode, we talked about process. You can share that. Share everything. So here, I just have like this whole episode is just a list of things.
Let's go through it.
Okay. Share your notebook. Make voice recordings. You can do a podcast. Just share what you're doing. Share scrapbooks. Take photographs of your process. Make videos of yourself while you're working. Like it doesn't have to be. So there's this fella named Austin Kleon, and he wrote a book called Show Your Work.
Okay.
Show Your Work. And he says it isn't about making art. It's about simply keeping track of what's around you. So it doesn't have to be a beautiful piece of this artifact. It's just share real life. Like what makes Casey's vlog so compelling is that it's kind of raw and it's realistic, and it has this overall narrative. You're following his journey with him. So make a video of yourself working, like Casey does. He does that a lot. Share your research. If you're doing, you know, if you're in the discovery phase, like we talked about last week, share that. Share what you're researching and what you're learning. If you're creating, share your references and your inspirations. Share your drawings, your plans, your sketches. Share, you know, when you're doing user research, if you interview somebody that's interesting or you learn something that's interesting, share that. There's like everything that you're doing every day may seem like the process to you. It may seem like the in and out, what you need to get done to get your work done. But there are people, and I've learned this, like I have a testimony of this myself, that, you know, in Dev Tips, sometimes I'll just like mention something offhandedly, and that's the thing that people are very interested in. And these are things that I do every day that are, you know, just kind of like commonplace to me.
Right.
But people are thirsting for the nuances of creation that they don't get from books and teachers in college, and you know what I mean?
Right.
The nuances are part of what makes the whole story compelling. So share those. Share interviews, pinboards, prototypes. If you have a demo of something, share the demo. Those are really big on like designer news and, and hacker news and stuff like that. Share diagrams, collections, stories, so forth.
It's a good list.
It's a long list.
It's a good list, though. Yeah. If you're listening, I'm sure you have something in that list that you can share.
Yeah, and I didn't want to make an exhaustive list. I just wanted to circumscribe the idea that almost everything you're doing today is shareable.
That's true.
And you just have to learn how to package it into a shareable artifact. You know, like if you are doing user interviews, maybe record it, and that artifact is what you share. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Sharing is the only way to get interest in what you're doing. We have a comment here from The Aggressive says, if you put your voice out there, someone will listen, and
if you don't speak, no one ever will.
Ooh. Yeah. So you have a unique perspective on what the topic is. Nobody else has that. Okay. So I got a comment today. This is just one last anecdote. This is a very, very quick podcast. I'm just trying to get you guys to look around your life and see what is shareable.
Yeah.
And what are the benefits, not only to you, you can be discovered, but to other people. I got a comment today on Dev Tips. This comment says, where have you been for the last 4 years of my life?
That's funny.
Right? It's like flattering and stuff, but like the truth is, where have I been? I've been here.
Yeah.
I've been sharing for the past 2 years of your life.
Yeah.
And he would never have found me and had this back catalog of my work to go through and to kind of become invested in my story if I hadn't been sharing for the past 2 years.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. Now, check out, again, check out the travinlos.com/18, because we're going to talk about the benefits of sharing. This episode is really about what to share and kind of, you know, what you should look into and be aware of when you're sharing. But Travinlos 18 will convince you that you should be a publisher, that you mm-hmm. should be a sharer. And that's what we want to leave with this episode. Do you have anything to add? What has your life been for the past? I mean, how long have we been doing this podcast? Like 6 months, 8 months?
We started November.
Okay, I don't know what that is. I'm not good at math.
We'll be a year here in 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be a year soon.
We should have like a party or something.
We should. Travin Lowe's party.
Travin Lowe's party. I think every time we do a podcast episode, it's Travin. Like, do you know how much I look forward to these recordings?
Give
it's
me a
so
percentage.
Great. 30%.
I look forward to this 30%.
Only 30.
Do I have something that I want to say?
Well, just like, do you have any reflections on the past 8 months? Like, how has that changed your perspective on...
Here's the biggest reflection.
Okay.
Is when you publish or you have things to share, you learn more about yourself because it forces you to formalize your thoughts or your shareable moments. And when you formalize those thoughts, you gain insights into yourself. And learning yourself and knowing yourself is number one to personal development and growth.
I'm not ignoring you. I'm thinking about what you're saying. And so sharing helps you grow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever covered that. That's really great.
Okay.
Late nights.
There's the insight there. I have a peer of mine. She just finished 100 days of watercolor.
Oh, this is different than the traveler one.
This is different than the traveler
mm-hmm.
one. She did 100 days of watercoloring.
Tell me about this.
And in the beginning, she shared a blog, and there's two things that happened. This is a macro thing of what happened. Before I talk about that, we have a question here on Periscope. Is that publishing and sharing is great and fantastic and all of it is great, fine and dandy. How do you get people to, how do you get eyeballs?
Oh.
On it.
That's a great question. That is a great question. I think that we should definitely cover that.
We'll cover
that.
In
another podcast.
We'll cover that in another podcast.
So you have to show up and... That's how you get more views.
No, I think the basis of the podcast will be find someone who has a network that build empathy and build rapport with them. Are you nodding your head as no?
No.
Okay.
That's a strategy.
That's a strategy.
The number one thing.
Make great content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
So,
that's it.
So there's two things. One, make great content, and then, okay, then I'll wait. Make great content, which is what Travis was talking about, yeah. And great content will bring viewership.
It will bring viewers. And the thing is, okay, listen, what's the difference between one viewer and 100 viewers? What's the difference? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. If you share and one person is affected, there's no difference between that and 100 people are affected other than that 100 people are affected. And on scale, that is better. But do you know what I mean? Like one life affected is just as valuable as any number.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not about numbers reached. The only thing that numbers reached tell you is that you are communicating effectively and that it's, you know, resonating with
mm-hmm.
whatever. But we have 10 people in this Periscope right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I am passionate about giving my message to these 10 people as strongly and clearly as effectively as if there were, 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it's about getting as many people as you can, although there is something to be said about numbers. It's just not the key thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
It's creating great content. It's like, what's the difference between a $100 logo job and a $10,000 logo job? There shouldn't be a difference in your quality.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
The only thing that changes is the amount of work. But the quality is the same.
There's a difference between a $10 logo designer and a $1,000 logo designer.
Yeah.
And but if that $1,000 logo designer for some reason charges $10... I think this is metaphor. I'm ruining your metaphor.
That's right.
I'm sorry. You know what I want to do before we close? I want to talk about some. Last week we promised that we would look at some reviews on Travelost iTunes.
Yeah, so, which we love.
Which we love. And like what these reviews are for are they are key indicators on is our message validating in the hearts and minds of the people who are able to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're interested in. I'm not interested in how many stars I get. I'm not interested in how many reviews I get. I want to know, is the message that we're sharing helpful?
Mm-hmm.
So we have three to cover.
Oh.
Yeah. So this one says, fun and insightful by Manuel. Do Disturb TV. This is a fun to listen podcast where two friends give insightful advice. This next one is by Champion Cyclones. Champion Cyclone says, the title is amazing. The review says, I recently stumbled upon Trav and Los and have been hooked from day one.
Oh, cool.
I can sum up their podcast in three words.
I'm ready.
Stupid, dumb, and boring.
Is that serious?
No, I'm joking. It says, intelligent, entertaining, and inspiring.
Okay, cool.
So the reason I want to read these is to just kind of celebrate and kind of like look at if we are hitting the mark,
okay,
with our messaging.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you have people emailing you and saying, I feel like you're speaking to me, and that says you're you are hitting the mark. Okay, this one is a little bit more wordy. So okay. This is the last one.
All right.
Okay, so Merry Christmas is the title. This is from CBangs82.
Okay.
Yeah, very compelling name.
Okay.
The content is, every Tuesday morning or Wednesday, I feel like a little kid on Christmas. Oh, and there's the mirror. I was like, it's July. No, it's August.
It's
what
August.
Is that? Okay. So he or she feels like a kid on Christmas morning, rushing to my iPhone to check my podcast. That is, isn't that a wonderful image?
That's so cool.
That is thrilling
to
me.
That's thrilling.
Yeah. Okay.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Or Wednesday. Actually, I do that too.
Yeah.
I roll asleep out of my eyes and like, did Lowe's publish? I listen to every podcast episode that we make when I walk to work. Okay. As I open the app, I eagerly await to see that red dot with a number one at the corner of Trav and Los podcast. I always look forward to listening to these guys every week. They are down to earth and give great insights concerning the industry. After being buried in development work all day, it's a breath of fresh air to listen to Trav and Los. It's like hanging out with your buddies after a long day at work and chatting about each other's thoughts. It's like the human side of the industry.
That's true.
That's cool. That's a really... Okay. There's more. It's a long one, which is good. I like length. I'm into length.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry. This podcast has been a great help, and every subject discussed so far has hit the nail on the head and helped me be ready to take on the next day. Thanks, guys, for a great podcast. Hearts for the train. And Los. Oh, hearts for Trav and Los.
Yeah, hearts for Trav and Los.
Mark. That's from Mark JC. Man, that was a good one. I like how, you know, we talked a few minutes ago about, like, we're trying to discuss and figure out if we're doing...
Yeah.
Like, if our messaging is on point, and, like, that really solidifies that.
Yeah,
that we're doing awesome. Something right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It prepares him for his next, like, kind of, like, steps or his next stage in his job. That's cool, man. That's, like, really what we want to do is we want to be helpful and want to get you guys excited as we are. Okay, so we're going to end the podcast right there. Hit us up on travandlos.com. Check out the episode where we talked about why everybody and like we talk about the benefits. You mentioned in this podcast that it makes you more self-aware. We cover that in episode number 18. Travandlos.com/18. And then also hit us up on Twitter at Travandlos. And we love to hear from you guys. We want to hear your opinions. If you guys have questions, topics for future episodes, we love to hear those too. We put them in our we have like a place where we keep ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So we make note of everything that you guys suggest. And if it's becomes relevant to our lives, then we talk about it. So thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.
Yes.
Tuesday morning.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
Or Wednesday. No, Tuesday morning.
Tuesday morning.
Commit.
We'll see you Tuesday morning. Thank you so much.